Welcome to Carlosophies. I'm Carly Nimmo. And to be honest, I'm still figuring out this thing called life. This podcast has been a training ground for me to learn to show up and speak up. It's grown and changed as I've grown and changed. And these days, I want to explore what happens when you let the lid off. When you stop living a life of expectation and start living a life in brilliant technicolor. Each week, I'll show up and peel back another layer of the stories that make up the fabric of who I am. And occasionally, I'll dive deep with a guest into a topic that's piqued my curiosity. So show up and allow Carlosophies to speak to you in any way you need it to.
I've had this idea floating around in my head for a while now, and I wanted to get it out. I think I've spoken about it a little bit, explored it a little bit in a couple of episodes of Keeping Good Company. And when I had the realization on this podcast about, you know, being more of an artist over an entrepreneur. And so I wanted to kind of explore this a little bit further. The idea of, and the different approach, what I'm noticing is my different approach to business as an artist versus an entrepreneur. So I guess for me, it feels like you get entrepreneurship and you turn it and you flip it, right? So it's like, what has been the status quo, I guess, the accepted path for particularly an online entrepreneur. So I'm talking more about personal brand space, but it does extend out into other products and services. That idea of the customer avatar and having someone that you are speaking to, knowing their pain, pushing on, prodding in their pain, speaking to their fears, you know, that real scarcity-based type of marketing, the FOMO stuff. And doing business from a way where it's like you ask the people what they want and what their fears are and what they need help around, and then you allow that to dictate what you create. So it's kind of like you're doing business from the outside in. You're taking the data that you collect in one way or another around who you want to serve, painting that picture and then creating something for that specific person, or taking the data, asking people what they want and then or what they're struggling with and then turning that into a product. It's like business from the outside in. Now for me, that's always felt really shit. It's always felt like then there's this expectation and this obligation. And when I have there's an external force that I need to live up to, I guess, my creativity is blocked, right? It's like, this is going to be like a weird association, but it's like when someone expects you to have sex with them, it's not a real turn on, right? Like your body kind of just goes, eh. And yeah, sure. Like eventually you might warm up to it and enjoy it, but there's this, like, it's not flowing and awesome until you kind of get into it. There's all this, you know, it's like there's this expectation, and that doesn't really this doesn't produce a fulfilling experience, a totally fulfilling experience. Where the artist approach is doing business from the inside out. So it's like totally self-indulgent way, where you are creating what you feel called to create and then trusting that that art will find a home. So it's like you are creating something for no other reason than you feel called to create it. Art. It comes through you. It's like the kind of sex you want to have because there is no expectation or obligation around it. It's way more fun and light, and both parties get way more out of it. You get more way out of it, way more out of it. And they get way more of you out of it because you're more open to the experience. At least that's how I kind of feel, right? So when you're doing business from the inside out, how that differs is that you're not creating it with an end user in mind. You're creating it from a different place. Not from a place of scarcity or needing to provide value, but instead trusting that when you follow your heart, you do.
Hi.
Naturally produce that. Come on, Bill. And then it's just a lighter experience because there's no expectation. Like I've found in the past for me, and I'm talking about this is the right approach for me. If the other way feels really good, if the entrepreneur approach feels really good for you in that the outside-in approach, then that's great. But if you are like me and that outside-in approach tends to lead to overwhelm, procrastination, resentment because you're creating something for someone else and then they don't buy it, and you're like, hey, I've created this for you, you know, why aren't you buying it? It becomes like more personal for me. But when I'm creating from this place of, this feels really fun, this feels really good, this is what I feel I want to create right now, and this is the way I want to create it, and then I trust that it's going to bring some value because the creative process in itself is of value. When I create from that place, it has a totally different vibe. I'm not attached to any external outcome because the joy, the gift has been in the creating of it, not in the external validation of it being accepted or adopted by others. So it's just a different approach. And how I tend to approach things these days is just constantly coming back to that question. What would feel good for me to create? What would feel fun? How can I do that in ways that feel, you know, really good for me? Anyway, I can see my personal trainer coming up, so I'm just going to stop this and come back. So I guess what I want to do is just invite you, if you find the other approach isn't working for you. Okay, oh yeah, so I was saying how I approach things. So what would be really fun for me to create? How could I do it in a way that felt more joyful? Billy, come on. Come on, Bill. Ah. Bill, is that your stick or is that the other dog's? Bill, drop it and leave it. If it's not your stick, it's not. Billy, drop it. Drop it. Okay, come on. Come on. So how would it feel really fun for you? How could you make it more fun? How could you make it a more enjoyable process? How could you make it feel as light and as expansive as possible? So, you know, I just had a conversation with someone this morning about how they're getting asked a lot for one-on-one, but they don't really enjoy the one-on-one. And I kind of asked them if it was that there was resistance around the one-on-one or if there was really just not enjoyment. And as it kind of turns out, it was more resistance due to kind of not being able to have healthy boundaries in place. It wasn't that they necessarily didn't enjoy the work. It was that they felt like obligated to deliver. And when we're in that obligation space, it can lead to those feelings of resentment and, you know, harboring ill will. And that energetically isn't great for the people that you're serving either. So I just asked her, you know, okay, so how could you do this in a way that feels lighter, that feels like, you know, if you were to do this, what would be the most fun way for you to do it? What would be the way that would feel like you had the most freedom around it? And then create healthy boundaries around that to, in order for you to have what you actually want. Because sometimes we're resisting things that we really want due to some stories we've got around about what that means and what we owe. And, you know, that again, that feeling of the outside in. But if we can create it from the inside out and go, okay, so how would this feel really good for me? How could I make this feel as light and joyful as possible? But while also giving the other person a great experience through keeping it really simple. And that's really been my approach with Find Your Freak. And now, you know, the on-go from that, which is Freaks Go Diving. And my book, it's just about finding ways that feel really good for you and then trusting that in that. Because the joy is in the creation, not necessarily, you know, the other stuff. Sometimes we get so caught up in the outcomes that we're providing, where what if it was about the incomes? You know, what is feeling good? What is incoming from source? So just an invitation to have a look and see how you're feeling about business. Are you feeling that you're operating from this sense of obligation? Does outside in feel good to you? Or would it feel more amazing for you to be doing it from the inside out? And could you create a little experiment around that? Just create something that is really fun. Throw it out there and see what happens. Not placing your entire worth on your creation, but instead being focused on the enjoyment you have during the creation. Leaning into the resistance of, you know, having a look at some of your offerings that you feel resistance around and see, is it actually that you don't enjoy it, or is it that it's not set up in a way that brings you as much enjoyment as you can? And how could you tweak those offerings to make them more pleasurable for you? Because when they are more pleasurable for you, they're more value for the people around you, because you're, you know, more energetically in the zone. So yeah, that's it from today. Business from the outside in versus business from the inside out. There's no right or wrong approach, only what feels right and wrong for you. So continue to do business and life on your own terms, your own, you know, create your own version of Technicolor, and don't be afraid to live that. All right, until next week. Peace out.
The end. Thanks for coming. See you next week. And in the meantime, I would love you to join my Show Up Speak Up community in Facebook or connect with me on Instagram at Carlosophies. Until next week, peace out.